So when you hear the word journaling, you probably think about that Dear Diary kind of writing that we did as teenagers. You know how you would write about your mama making you mad, or that teacher you didn't like, or the boy you like or the girl you like and wondering if they like you too. And listen, journaling can totally be that if that's what you need it to be. So it can be that space where you vent about your boss or your partner, or just about the fact that the world is a complete dumpster fire most days. But journaling can be so much more than that. Really, I believe that journaling can be whatever you need it to be. You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris-Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. Welcome to the very first episode of the Righteous Babe Podcast. Now, that is righteous spell W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S. That's cute, ain't it? I know it. But today, I want to delve into a question that a friend of mine posed to me recently. She came to me and she asked, "What's the big deal about journaling?" But before we get started, allow me to reintroduce myself. I'm just playing. No, before we get started, let me tell you who I am. My name is Javacia Harris-Bowser, and I am obsessed with journaling. Like, for real, y'all. I am completely obsessed with journaling and with journals. True story, the other day, I went to Target to buy a new journal, and I couldn't because I already owned every journal that was on the shelf. I'm not making that up. That is a true story. So I'm obsessed with journaling. I am a writer. I write professionally. I'm a full-time freelance journalist and content writer. I'm also the founder of See Jane Write, which is a website and community for women who write and create. But I do not think that you have to be a writer to benefit from journaling. I believe anybody can benefit from journaling. Journaling helps me in every single area of my life. It helps me with my marriage. It helps me in my spirituality. It helps me with my health and wellness and in my career. So since I am always talking about journaling, my friend came to me when she had this question of, "What's the big deal about journaling?" See, what happened was she had noticed on social media that everybody was talking about journaling. So she saw folks sharing interactive journals that they were selling. People were sharing their journaling prompts, their journaling practice. And she's like, "What is this? Why is everybody talking about journaling?" And she asked me, you know, she said, "Is this a trend? Is everybody just hopping on a trend?" And I told her, "Yeah, maybe for some people, but I think that a lot of people have realized something that I discovered a really long time ago, and that is that journaling can really change your life." So, as I said, I use journaling for everything. So, journaling helps me understand myself. It helps me understand the world. You know, I use journaling to figure out who I am, what I want, and why I want it. So I'll use my journal to get clear on my vision and my values. And y'all, that is so important because a lot of times when we're going after goals, we're just doing stuff that other folks told us we should do. We're not doing things that really align with who we are and what we want. We're not doing things that really align with our vision and our values. But in order to do that, you got to figure out what those vision and values are, right? And that's what journaling can help you do. And once you are clear on who you are, what you want, why you want it, it boosts your confidence. So you will often hear me say that journaling can improve your confidence. And that's an example of how it can. Because again, you get clear on who you are, what you want, and why you want it. Spirituality. I keep a prayer journal. I have been writing my prayers down since I was in college. So in college, I went to the University of Alabama, Roll Tide. And while I was there, I started going to what my parents call the white folks church. So I grew up in a Black Baptist church, super old school. And that prayer journaling was not a thing that we did in the church I grew up in. But when I went to Alabama, I started going to a predominantly white church. And at that church, they kept prayer journals, which was a new concept for me. But as somebody who had journaled all my life, I really liked the idea. So I started doing it, and I've been doing it ever since. I also use journaling in my marriage. So my righteous beau and I, that will be his name on this podcast, FYI. My righteous beau and I have been married for almost 17 years. 17 years. Y'all, that's a long time to be with the same person. But I believe that journaling has helped make this happen. Because when he's getting on my nerves, I will make a gratitude list in my journal of all the things I love about him, all the things I appreciate about him. And speaking of gratitude journaling, that's another way to use journaling to boost your confidence. And you may say, what? How? Because sometimes you need to make a list of all the things you appreciate about yourself. It will remind you how awesome you really are. Health and wellness. I keep a fitness journal. In that fitness journal, I will plan out my meals. I will write about how I felt after a workout. And that will serve as great motivation on those days when I do not feel like working out, because I'll go back and look at that entry and remind myself how good I felt when I did do the workout, right? So I can plan out the workouts, make notes on how I felt afterwards, plan my meals. I'll also keep track of my water intake. Right now, I am drinking a gallon of water every day. So let's hope I don't have to go to the restroom while I'm trying to record this episode. We shall see. Now, speaking of health and wellness, one thing you should know about me is that I am a breast cancer survivor. And I have a cancer journal. So when I was going through treatment, I kept a journal that I used in a practical sense for things like notes from my doctors, things about my medication, keeping note of how different treatments were making me feel and the things that I could do to feel better. So I use it in a very practical sense, but I also would use it to capture encouraging words and messages to get me through those really, really hard days. And I would journal a lot about life after cancer because that was the thing that really helped me keep going. So throughout this season of the Righteous Babe podcast, we're going to delve into all of this and so much more. I'm even going to bring Righteous Beau on the show so we can talk about keeping a couple's journal, because yes, that's a thing and you should try it. And I'm going to talk more about using journaling for your goal setting, for boosting self-love, and so many other things. And you won't just be hearing from me. I plan to bring other women on the show to share their journaling experiences too. In fact, one day I would love to get to chat with you. The Righteous Babe podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, C. Jane Wright empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for C. Jane Wright Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. Okay, so I've shared a bit about why journaling is so important to me, but now let's talk about you. Let's talk about how journaling can work for you. So when you hear the word journaling, you probably think about that Dear Diary kind of writing that we did as teenagers. You know how you would write about your mama making you mad or that teacher you didn't like or the boy you like or the girl you like and wondering if they like you too. And listen, journaling can totally be that if that's what you need it to be. So it can be that space where you vent about your boss or your partner or just about the fact that the world is a complete dumpster fire most days. But journaling can be so much more than that. Really, I believe that journaling can be whatever you need it to be. And what I mean by that is that you are free to approach journaling however you need to. So that's what I want to talk about, different ways that you can approach journaling. So yes, you can just approach it as a recap of your day, writing about your feelings. That's totally fine. You can also just do sort of a brain dump. You know, we walk around carrying so much stuff in our minds and it stresses you out, and it can be such a relief if you just get that down on paper. And so that can be journaling. It can just be a daily brain dump, getting all that stuff out of your head. One thing that I like to encourage the women of the C. Jane Wright community to do is to write down 10 ideas every day. Now, not all those ideas are going to be good, right? Some of them are going to be trash, but some of them will be amazing and brilliant. And what those ideas are will depend on what kind of work you do. You know, I'm a writer, so my ideas are usually about articles I might want to write or blog posts or essays that I might want to write. Also, I'm a business owner, so sometimes I write down business ideas. So your ideas can be work-related, but it can also be stuff for your home. So ways you want to decorate, food you want to cook, or fun stuff you want to do with your family. Totally up to you. And along those lines, you can also make wish lists. I love doing this. I keep a running list of things I want. So when Christmas time rolls around and Righteous Beau is like, what do you want for Christmas? I can just turn to my wish list in my journal and let him know. So I highly recommend the wish list. Also, gratitude journaling. That is probably the easiest way to get into journaling. And in my opinion, one of the most impactful ways, because it really changes your perspective on your life. If you are intentionally starting each day or ending each day, making a list of things that you're grateful for. I mentioned before that I journal my prayers. So if you are a person of faith, that's another way that you can approach journaling by just keeping a prayer journal. And so your journal basically becomes letters to God or spirit. Speaking of letters, another thing that you can do is write letters to yourself or letters to a loved one who's passed away. This is something that I did years ago when my maternal grandmother passed away. I was very, very close to her. And her death was very, very difficult for me. And one of the ways I got through it was by writing letters to her in my journal. And when I talked about writing letters to yourself, an interesting way to approach that is you could write letters to your younger self, or you could write letters from your future self. I found that really fun to do too. Now, my favorite type of journaling is called scripting. I love scripting so much that I'm going to do two episodes on scripting. So we're going to dive deep into it then, but just to let you know what it is, scripting is basically a type of journaling where you're writing about the future that you want, but you're writing as if it already is or if it already happened. So, for example, you could use scripting to set your goals for the year. So you could say, it is December 31st, 2023, and I'm so proud of all I accomplished this year, right? And so you write out all the stuff that you've done, and that's scripting. And again, it's my favorite type of journaling. I'm going to dive deep into that in some future episodes, but that's another way you can approach journaling. I talked earlier about brain dumps, and there is a specific type of brain dump called morning pages. Now, if you've read The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, you're familiar with this, but in case you haven't read it, it's basically where you write 3 pages of stream of consciousness writing every morning. So it's 3 pages of free writing. So you're not thinking, you know, trying to make it cute or editing it or any of that. You're just dumping whatever comes to mind on the page, and you do 3 pages of that every morning. Now, Julia Cameron is very adamant that you do this in the morning. However, I feel like you need to just do whatever you got to do. So if morning pages have to be evening pages, then do that. If they have to be lunch break pages, you do that. You do you. But this is a great way to clear your mind so that you can focus on the things you've got to do that day, or clear your mind so that you can sleep better. And finally, another way to approach journaling is through prompts. I'm a big fan of prompts. In fact, I really like creating journaling prompts for people. And in fact, during this show, every week, I'm going to give you a journaling prompt to take with you every week. Now, before we get into this week's journal prompt, there's something serious I need to address. And that is, journaling is not therapy. Now, journaling can be therapeutic, but it's not therapy. And so what I mean by that is, I don't want you to think that you can replace therapy with journaling. Yes, you can use your journal to process feelings and emotions and, you know, write about the stuff that you might go to see a therapist for, but you still need to go see that therapist, okay? Now, I like to take my journal with me to therapy so that I can actually look at what I've been thinking, so that I can very clearly communicate that to my therapist. And I use the journal to jot down any coping strategies that she may give me as well. So journaling can definitely complement therapy, but it is not meant to replace therapy. So again, journaling is not therapy. It can be therapeutic, but it is not therapy. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. tell me that they want to journal, but they're not quite sure how to get started. Well, I got you, boo. Don't worry. Every week, I'm going to give you a prompt, a journaling prompt for you to use at some point during that week, okay? So, this week's prompt is, how do you feel right now and why? But wait, we got two parts to this one, okay? So, first part is, how do you feel right now and why? Now, that is probably going to generate the kind of journaling that we did when we were kids, right? So, that's probably going to be you fussing about your boss, about your partner, about your kids, whatever, right? But as I said before, this is the grown woman's guide to journaling, right? So we got to take that a step further. We got to go beyond what we did when we were kids. And so part two is, what are you going to do about it? So how do you feel right now and why? And what are you going to do about it? Now, let me give you some examples of how this might work. So the other day, for example, I was stressed out. I had so much going on, so much to do. I just felt completely overwhelmed. So I had to do a brain dump, right? So, you know, if I'm answering that question of how do you feel right now and why, I feel stressed out because I got too much to do. So I put all that on paper, right? But what am I going to do about it? So I did a brain dump of all the stuff that I had going on, all the stuff I had to do. And then I looked at it and I figured out the stuff that I could move because, you know, I was trying to do too much. And if you keep it real with yourself, you probably trying to do too much too, right? Women, we are always trying to do the most. So stop doing that. So I looked at the list. I asked myself, okay, what can I do another month, even maybe another quarter of the year? And I moved that stuff. Then I looked at the stuff that was left and I either found a way to delegate it. If there's stuff where I was like, you know, why am I doing this? I just completely got rid of that. And then the stuff that was left, I scheduled when I was going to work on those things. And so I no longer felt overwhelmed. I felt empowered because I had done something about it, right? Let me give you another example. So let's say I'm upset with my husband. Now, I keep using an example of being upset with my husband. Don't y'all be thinking I got a bad marriage. I don't, I promise. So, but let's say Righteous Bo has made me mad, right? And so that's how I'm feeling. Why am I feeling that way? So I'm going to put down on paper not only that I'm upset, but also why I'm upset. Now, what am I going to do about it? I need to go talk to him about it. Because, you know, just giving him the silent treatment, that is not going to solve anything. I need to talk to him about it. And because I have put my feelings down on paper, it's going to be easier to talk to him about it. Because I can tell him exactly what I'm feeling and why I'm feeling that way. Okay, so that journal entry is now supporting that conversation. And so you can do that with any relationship, right? So I hope those examples make that make sense for you. So again, your prompt for this week is, how do you feel right now and why? And then part two of that prompt is, what are you going to do about it? That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.